With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
He is Carl Morrell. He's the father of top 40, soon to be top 40, we believe, guard in the class 2020, Matthew Morrell, and he joins us now. Carl, what's going on, man?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Everything is good. Here on the show, man. So what have the last 24 hours, last 48 hours been like for you and for your family, seeing the change there in coaching staffs at Whitehaven?
Well, a lot of phone calls, a lot of high schools calling, a lot of prep schools calling. That's been my last 48 hours.
Did you see this coming, Dad? Like, when you know, take it back to the state championship, you know, the state tournament and all that. Did you see this coming?
Well, I know that all the coaches that came in to see Matthew was really, really excited about Coach Phillips.
Yes, sir.
About the things he was doing in high school. They couldn't believe that this was going on in high school. A lot of them even took notes that I'm taking this back to college with me. I'm taking this drill back with me. They was real excited about him, and it's always been his dream, you know, to coach in college. So I kind of knew it was coming, just didn't know when it was coming.
I got you.
What's the spring been like for Matthew? Because obviously I think the world is finding out about just how good he is and how good he can be. Everybody we talk to from a sort of recruiting analyst standpoint say that he's about to jump up, you know, 40 or 50 spots in whatever rankings it happens to be. What's the spring been like for you and Matthew?
It's been busy. It's been very busy. A lot of coaches calling. He'll be in and out of town the whole month of June. Just people just calling, getting to know him. Coach is trying to get to know him. You know, he picked up those last three offers, what, about 3 or 4 weeks ago. He picked up Georgetown, Alabama, and Vanderbilt about 3 months ago. So it's been exciting, exciting.
Carl, I got to ask you, how much tougher is this going to make Matthew's recruitment? I mean, Faraji, Coach Phillips has known your son for a very long time. I know he's known your family for a very long time. It's not just, you know, a school now and all that. It's personal. Y'all are friends.
Yeah, we are. But Coach Phillips has informed us that he's going to recruit Matthew just like anybody else.
I got you.
Matthew's recruitment is still open, but he's going to recruit Matthew. The only big difference it is that most coaches are trying to build a relationship with Matthew. Coach Phillips already has a relationship with Matthew. So that's the biggest difference, you know, in the recruitment process. Between Coach and Matthew, it's just that they already have a relationship.
Yep. And how far does that relationship go back? I saw Mar Giannato tweeting about it. Is it 9 years old that he's known Matthew go back with?
Yeah, he was like in the second, third grade.
Yeah.
When I first introduced him to Coach Phillips, and he's just been with him out of all those years. It was only 1 year that we didn't play with Coach Phillips. That Coach Phillips needed a break, you know. And so he took a break about halfway during the season. We ended up going with another team. And but every other year, he's been with Coach Phillips until he got to the point where he couldn't play for him because of, you know, high school and AAU type deal. Mm-hmm.
We are, of course, talking to Carl Morrell, the father of 2020 guard Matthew Morrell. Obviously, his coach at Whitehaven, Faraji Phillips, going on to join the Vanderbilt staff as an assistant coach. You mentioned you've been fielding calls from other high schools, other prep schools. I mean, at this point, do you – how do you even sit down and sort of think about what's next? I mean, are you open to, you know, going elsewhere? Are you staying at Whitehaven? I mean, what sort of is the process now?
Well, right now we're just trying to find out who's going to be at Whitehaven.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody knows who's the coach going to be at Whitehaven, so we're trying to find out who's going to be the coach at Whitehaven, and that'll determine probably which way that Matthew's over. Right now he's shooting at Whitehaven.
Gotcha. I mean, in prep school, you see a lot of you know, you see a lot of kids do that these days, whether it's, you know, IMG, Montverde, Oak Hill. There are tons of prep schools and the benefits there. I mean, I'm assuming that's something that you've at least considered, you know, in the short time
so
that this
is happening. So they calling too, huh, Dad?
Well, yeah, they calling, but Matthew is kind of different. He's just kind of weighing his options out. He's not saying, Dad, I want to do this right now. I want to do that. He just said, I want to see who's going to come and coach Whitehaven.
Yes, sir.
And we'll go from there.
We know that on the first day you could do those in-homes. I think Penny was in there on Monday. How much has he made it clear to y'all that your son is a priority in terms of that relationship with him?
Oh, he made it quite clear.
Yeah.
Matlock called me on Saturday just to reemphasize that, hey, Matthew was a priority to them. And how much clearer can you make it? You know,
yes, sir.
They called.
When you obviously we've had you on the show before. We've talked, so you know, we've talked about, you know, how you feel about the University of Memphis. What do you think about what they've done in the class 2019? They've got the number one recruiting class in the country.
Outstanding and unbelievable, but outstanding, yeah. Outstanding. I didn't think that they was gonna get them all. I knew that they get some, but wow, to get them all is amazing.
Yeah, it definitely is. Who are the schools right now who are primarily involved with Matthew as
Hardest.
Of today?
Yeah,
got Memphis, Georgetown, Tennessee, North Carolina State, Iowa State. It's about 20 of them. So, it's a lot of schools, and I'm getting calls. I'm getting texts from all of them. We probably could go on with the schools that's calling right now.
Gotcha. Well, Carl, we appreciate the time. We know you guys certainly have a lot to think about over the next couple of weeks, and we wish you guys the best, whatever the decision is.
Thank you for this.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Thank you guys very much.
Yes, sir. He is Carl Morrell, the father of Matthew Morrell. Now, very interesting. First thing you mentioned is that prep school has been calling.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something that you would expect, right? When there's an opening, he's going to end up being a top 30, top 40 level player. But it would be interesting when you're talking about sort of his recruitment, right? You're talking about him as the focal point of that 2020 class, at least locally.
Right.
You know, if he's not in Memphis anymore, that opens the door.
It does. All of that said, that's why I'm glad we got to ask Dad about Penny and sort of that Monday visit with him. They've made it clear we got the information that Tony's calling, sort of as, hey, I want to remind you, even with this news, hey, you're still a priority for us. That's what's – that. It's good to get that info because then we can work on the premise that, look, it's still going to be hard for Vandy, Tennessee, even if Matthew is away and at a – you know, say he's down at IMG down in Florida, it's still going to be hard because if Penny Hardaway, as we've said, if you stay up that high on his priority list, he's coming to get you. That's the bottom line, and we know the relationship is strong there. And so, again, it's a smooth play by Stackhouse. There's no question about it. And it's going to make it a little bit more, you know, a little bit more interesting to watch. The prep school angle makes it a little bit more interesting to watch because, like we've said,
it does.
Same thing applied to James Wiseman when he's here in your backyard. Much easier for Penny to keep tabs, to go check on him when he's here at East and not at a prep school.
No doubt.
That would be the case if Matthew's at Whitehaven. Like they said, they're waiting to see who the next head coach is. I wouldn't be surprised if we see Matthew at a prep school next year. You know, because that's you go that route too, where it's all basketball. You know what I'm saying, and you can get a lot better. We know that as well, so we'll see.
Well, if you're at Whitehaven, I mean, first of all, it's a different time, right? People listening will be like, "Wow, like you're really gonna leave? You're gonna leave Memphis because your high school coach left?" Like, it is a different time.
Well, they go back to when he was nine.
Yeah,
number
exactly.
One.
Exactly.
Like, oh
wow,
it's a different time, and it is a unique relationship
yeah.
for sure.
Right.
But that's what top kids do now. You know, if you think back to Jarnell Stokes, he was gonna go to Oak Hill, and then he ended up coming back and going to Southwind. But
Chandler was going to Oak Hill too, wasn't he?
Chandler was going to go to Oak Hill. He ended up coming
back.
You know, so Oak Hill is not the power that it used to be. It's now about IMG and Montverde and you know, La Lumiere and like, you know, you hear stuff like that all the time. But that's where the top kids. That's what the top kids do now. It's like college before college in a way.
I imagine there is a decision to be made because again, they put a good coach in there. Matthew's a competitor. I've told you about him the entire time. Guy that wants the ball in the clutch. Competitor wants to win a state title at the school we started the business with, too.
Yes.
And so they came up short last year.
Yep.
And I'm sure for Matthew Morrell, who loves Whitehaven,
right.
who loves representing Whitehaven, wants to win a state title, and that's why you've got a decision to make. But like you said, John, when you've got – just think about it. When you've got the facilities potentially of an IMG, put it that way, that's down in Florida, and everything is built for basketball, and you're getting stronger and better, and it's sort of focused on you. You're still going to get your books, right? And Matthew's a great student. Obviously, Vanderbilt's recruiting. We know he is, know what type of family he comes from. But the draw, mm-hmm. how attractive that is. I can go just focus down there on basketball. You know, that's what they're selling. And John, it looks a lot better than Oak Hill, where it's just all, like off in the forward. What books and basketball. Remember the old saying about Oak Hill? That's all there is. And yep. big old, there ain't much to do around it. IMG's got a better, you know, they're selling a better locale these days. They got a good program, and sort of they're the hot thing. Montverde.
Is IMG in Florida? Is that where that's
Bradenton.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
And think about RJ.
Trey Draper's down there.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Think about RJ Hampton, right? Like, why, what made his decision so much easier to reclassify? It's his head coach. Mm-hmm. His head coach was reassigned, and so when there's change, you know, oftentimes that will spur and spark more change. Mm-hmm. You know, and I think that's something here. You know, you wouldn't. It's the same thing with James, right? When we were covering this over the summer, you know, was he going to end up at Finley? Was he going to end up somewhere else? You know, you did not want him to leave your orbit in Memphis, right? Because you know you want to be close to him. You not necessarily you don't have control, but it's just you keep tabs. You know, you keep tabs on the situation a whole lot easier when that player is in your city, and that's what makes the job so different.
People have asked me this on Twitter, King Tarvis did, and maybe it's something we can clear up for those that don't know. You might be asking yourself, well, why couldn't Penny hire him like to the support staff, right? And then mm-hmm. you've got if Faraji's so good, like and I've told you guys, I tweeted, he's been destined for D1 for a while, why not just bring him on as a part of your support staff? Matthew sees that, he comes on in. He's got Penny, he's got his high school coach, and that all works. Well, there's a rule in the NCAA that many of you are probably familiar with now, but some of you might not know about. You've got to be a year removed from dealing with that prospect to be hired to the support staff. You can get the assistant job. The NCAA was banking on the coaches won't be willing to give up that valuable position, right, to give it to a family member or friend, right? So we're going to keep the rule about the support staff, or they can't do it. You got to be a year removed, but they can have the assistant job. So the answer to that question is Penny can't hire him in a support staff role because he just worked with Morrell. I think it's from the last time you were active, so it'd be the state tournament. He coached him there. You got to be a year removed from that. Penny would have to hire him as an assistant coach to have him on the staff right now.
Right.
And that is what Stackhouse has done. He's given him one of those valuable assistant positions.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.